This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The most biting sanctions ever imposed. That's from a tweet from United States President Donald Trump Tuesday morning. As of midnight, the U.S. has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran that were lifted under a 2015 international agreement. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
3 months after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear accord, he's reimposed sanctions, targeting, among other things, transactions involving American dollars and Iran's automotive sector, with more sanctions to come in 3 months. The president tweets, anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the United States, adding, I am asking for world peace, nothing less. European allies are upset by the move, saying the nuclear accord was doing the job of limiting Iran's nuclear program. The EU has moved to protect European businesses from the sanctions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a wildfire that began burning more than 1 week ago has become the largest in the state's history. The blaze, known as the Mendocino Complex, is made up of two separate fires in the northern part of the state. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said as of late Monday, the Mendocino fire was only 30% contained and was still growing. The flames have so far destroyed about 150 structures. Resident Michael Chrisman said to KTXL-TV the burning pine trees generate intense heat.
When those big pine trees take off, man, they were huge flames.
A Zimbabwe court freed on bail 27 opposition supporters arrested by police last week on accusations of fomenting post-election violence. Violence erupted last week after President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling party won a national election. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe.